WAHKIM repeater wires XNET will start in 5 minutes.
Connecting wires
X2CQ America now.
This is WA8KIM wires X connected to 21000.
WA8KIM repeater
Eagle
Michigan PL 100 Hertz.
CQ. This is KC9GQR calling the Saturday night EffusionNet hosted in the CQ America's Link Room on Wires X. So we will take a quick standby for any emergency traffic before we get started. Hearing anything? We're going to start the net tonight, which is hosted every Saturday night in this room. Hopefully it will stay up and going at 1900 hours on Central Time, which is 2000 hours Eastern Time. We're going to change it just a little bit. I'm going to take check-ins by node. So as they are appearing on my screen, I will call for any check-ins from that node if anyone's connected to said node, and we'll move on. If anyone has traffic or would like to speak or ask questions, just please state your call sign with traffic and we'll come back to you. If you're just checking in and out, just say no traffic and then we'll skip you on the next go around. Well, first, take check-ins from anyone connected to the KA6SUB repeater.
KA6SUB. QB, no traffic. Handle 10, located Bakersfield.
Copy KA6SUB. Any other seconds from that repeater? Hearing nothing, we'll take check-ins from a W4VST node in Virginia.
Good evening, this is W4VSP in West Virginia.
Very good, copy that. Anyone else check in from the W4VSP node? Next check-in, anyone would like to check-in that is connected to the K8JTV node in Ohio? Hearing no check-ins, is there anyone that would like to connect to the net tonight that is connected to the K9WRA repeater system in Illinois? Anyone on that node that would like to check in?
This is WB7OED, Dewey in Everett, Washington. No traffic.
You get the state of Washington, but could you repeat your call sign again, please?
This is Whiskey Bravo 7, Oscar Echo Victor, Dewey in Everett, Washington.
Johnson on time, thank you. Anyone else on that node that would like to check in? Here nothing. Is there anyone on the Victor Echo 5 Bravo Bravo Zulu node that would like to check in? Hearing nothing from that node. How about the K0LDO node or repeater? Anyone from that node would like to check in? Okay, the KA6SUV repeater. And there's one other repeater, K8KRG. You guys are going to ping pong. One of you is going to have to mute the node or disconnect. Get any check-ins from the K0LDO repeater node that would like to check in. Hearing nothing. Would anyone like to check in that's connected to the Victor Echo 7 Foxtrot Uniform node? Please come now.
Victor Echo 7, Delta Echo 7. He's on Delta.
I got you checked in there. Next call, is there anyone else that would like to check in from that node? How about anyone on the KS0LNK repeater that would like to check in? If so, please call that control at this time. Hearing nothing? How about anyone on the KC9JBW repeater that would like to check in? If so, please call net control. Hearing nothing. Anyone on the N0EIR node or repeater that would like to check in? If so, please call net control.
Here's N0EIR and K0GQ, Raytown Amateur Radio Club repeater covering southeastern Kansas City, Missouri. It's Dave here, and I have no traffic for the net. Good afternoon, good evening.
Very good. Got you checked in there? Anyone else on that note that would like to check in? Moving on, is there anyone on the Victor Echo 5 MBX note that would like to check in? If so, please call net control at this time. Okay, nothing. We'll move on. Is there anyone on the WA7 Whiskey Idaho Whiskey node that would like to check in? Hope I heard on that one. I'm hopefully my voice is getting out there. How about anyone on the Whiskey Bravo 6 Papa Foxtrot J node that would like to check in?
This is WB6, Papa Foxtrot Juliet, Jim in San Jose.
Checked in, Jim. Anyone else on that note that would like to check in?
This is November 8, Kilo Sugar Golf, Bill in Summerfield, North Carolina.
November 8 station, come again. You don't know somebody?
Sure thing. That was November 8, Kilo Sugar Golf. Name is Bill, Summerfield, North Carolina.
Hey, how'd you check in that? Is there anyone on the Whiskey Delta 1 at Lima node that would like to check in?
Yeah, good evening. WG1L. Name is John. Located in the state of Massachusetts, about 20 miles south of Boston. No traffic.
Very good, John. Got you in there. Anyone else I know would like to check in?
W-A-H-K.
JF4HR, North Carolina.
I got KL4HR also. How about anyone at Whiskey Bravo 6 Papa Foxtrot? Oh, I already got that one. We'll try it again. Whiskey Bravo 6 Papa Foxtrot John node. Anyone would like to check in? Moving on, anyone on the Kilo 8 Whiskey Foxtrot Lima node that would like to check in the net? If so, please call net control.
This is KWFL, east of Cleveland, Ohio, Wickliffe. Multiple people are listening, first-timers just listening in, and no traffic from anyone. We're just listening. Thank you for running the net. KWFL.
Very good. Thanks for checking in. Moving on, anyone from the AB8DT node, AB8DT node that would like to check in as well, please call that control.
Evening, Brad and everyone on the net. Name here is Ron, Cedar Springs, Michigan. No traffic.
Very good. Thanks for checking in. Anyone else on that note that would like to check in? Hear nothing? Is there anyone on the KC0ITF node? KC0ITF node. Anyone connected to that node that would like to check in?
KC0ITF, Jason in La Junta, Colorado, and it's been noted in the text, Paul, that your calling procedure has a bit of a flaw in it, that the call sign that's showing up may not necessarily be linked to the node. It may be calling out on the call sign that it was registered with, which cannot be changed. And also that there might be a node that all we receive only that no one can transmit into them. So it's causing quite a confusion. So just a heads up, KC0ITF.
Okay, I have to switch to analog here. There's a big large delay on that. Got kicked out of the room on our digital repeater for some reason. And I understand that there's some nodes that don't know when to check in because the call sign is not registered with the original call, I guess, anymore. And you can get that changed, I do believe, if you contact Yaesu. So we're going to change it, if that is the case, a little bit. We'll make this pretty easy and sweet then. If there's anyone that I've not talked to yet that would like to check in from east of the Mississippi, please call back control and we'll just try to go back the old way.
This is KBNT Object
84. Alpha 4 Juliet Sierra 884JS in Dublin, Georgia.
November 9, Papa Bravo Delta.
Sierra Zulu.
Pocahontas, Illinois. No traffic.
Whiskey 8 Kilo Romeo Foxtrot. No traffic.
Okay, let's see if I got everything here. KB9 TNE AA4JS N9PBD. N9SZ, TZ9BOZ, I think it was, and W8KRF. Is there anyone else east of the Mississippi that I'd like to check in that I didn't reach the call sign?
N2ATB, Tony, in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, no traffic.
KATV. One more time, anyone east of the Mississippi that would like to check in.
KB9UF, Baron, Illinois. Okay.
This is Chris, KH2PM. Tell 2 Papa Mike, Raleigh, North Carolina. Traffic.
Traffic.
NJAK, Canton, Michigan, no traffic.
K0LDO, resident name, Mike, no traffic.
KM4NSI, Gene in Matthews, North Carolina.
Got the NTATV, Darren over in Morton. Can't remember your full call sign, Darren. KH2PM, and there was a K3 station that I did not get the full call sign, and there was a double. And I got NJAK, K0LDO, and who was the K3N station?
Well, I'll give it a try. KD3IV. My name is Ed, just north of Philadelphia.
Got you on that one. Oops. And now we'll start taking check-ins. Anything go. Anyone that's west of the Mississippi that would like to check in, and so please call net control.
KD0, UOA, Steve, Wichita, Kansas, no traffic.
W5GGH, Gary, Fort Worth, Texas, no traffic.
W-A-8-K-I-M, repeater.
K-0, that's a beautiful mess, but no traffic.
205, Sierra Juliet Whiskey, John, just outside of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Okay.
K1GGS, Simi Valley, California, no traffic.
Okay, here's what I got so far. K0LDO, KB0EUOA, KB5GGH, NC7CQ, I think it was. It sounded like you had some buzzing noise in your signal on that one. K5SJW, I believe, and K1GGS. Is anyone else that would like to check in west of the Mississippi?
Kilo 5, Oscar Romeo November, Texas.
Okay, I also got K5ORN. I'm going to slow down just for a second here. That sounds like there's about a 3-minute lag on some notes. So we'll take about a 15-second standby to try to let things catch up, and then I'll call for more check-ins west of the Mississippi. So stand by for about 15 seconds. Okay, any other check-ins west of the Mississippi that would like to check in? If so, please call net control. Here, nothing. Is there any check-ins anywhere that I did not get to, east or west Mississippi, north or south? It doesn't matter. If you can hear me and would like to check in, if so, please call 69GQR net control.
K9WRA, here is Whiskey Bravo, 4 Uniform, John in Monroe, North Carolina, checking in with no traffic. Good evening, everyone.
Check in, WA3RFE, Mike in Stoneville, North Carolina, with no traffic. Very good. Got the two more check-ins from North Carolina. Anyone else that would like to check in?
M3TV, Western Pennsylvania. No traffic.
And I got the Pennsylvania station. With that, I did a very bad job, I'll be honest with you, of writing down who had traffic. I got a bunch of no traffics. So is there anyone with traffic that has a question or a comment from the net? If so, please call net control, and we'll take them one at a time.
KC0ITF.
KC0ITF, go ahead.
Alrighty then, I guess now that we're on track or something, I don't know, a female lag doesn't seem like much of a connection to me, so I don't know what's going on with Kansas though, but I know we just put up our 1.10 Juliet repeater, and we have it in AMS with analog wires. However, the wires is coming in from the internet and going out of the repeater, but locally we cannot use wires X. Whenever we try to local ball on top turns the internet, but the on air does not, and we're trying to figure out why that is.
Connect.
Does anyone on the net, would it be able to help him out with that? I have no help for you with that for many of you. I have not had that issue on ours. I'm actually running Jay on the digital side on our other repeater and have not had any issues with the firmware or the software whatsoever. I apologize, cannot help you with that, but I have not seen that instance to be able to troubleshoot it. Maybe someone will jump in there and think about it and call us back and give us a refresher on possibly what's going on there. Anyone else with a question or a comment for the net? If so, please call net control. Not hearing anything. I have, at least on the end where I'm at, we've upgraded one firmware repeater to from D to J, and I've had no issues. The only issue I'm having on tonight is, I guess, running D nodes at the same location is a very big strain on my internet connection, I guess. But that is on our end, not anyone else's end. I have also upgraded one of the repeaters that we had up from the M version to the N is a Nancy version, and it has corrected a few of the little weird bugs on there. With the M version, if the repeater was transmitting and it was getting any interference when you let go of the PTT and it was getting the signal from somewhere else, it would keep the transmit going. And the N version, so far I've found that has been fixed, and I also have zero lockups on that. Once again, is there anyone else that would like to check in to the net, or anyone with a question? If so, please call net control.
W-A-8-K-I-M, repeater.
Sir, Echo Station, go ahead. There's some noise with your signal, but it can make you out.
Sir, Echo 7-0-0, there's a fellow today. Is it okay now?
Yep, it is weird. On an analog sign, it sounds like an old brassy machine working in the background, but on digital, you're crystal clear. Go ahead.
Okay. On handheld, FD1DR, going to a repeatedly distant power, not too distant. What I'm noticing is that on the screen on my handheld, the call sign toggles back and forth between the call sign of the repeater that I'm going through and the distance station is talking. Every time it toggles the call signs on the screen, I get a clicking noise. Is that unique to my handheld or all FD1 ERs, or is everyone hearing that bit over?
Well, at least from my end, we'll check to see if anyone else has anything to offer. I was just running the net on the FP1D. Not the new version, but the original. And I've never heard any clicking on mine. Does anyone else have any type of clicking noise on their FT1D?
Yeah, Steve.
Go ahead. Do you have information on that?
This is NAKSG in Summerfield, North Carolina. I would say the only thing I've had that makes a noise like that is sometimes you get a little bit of interference off your internet connection in the repeater. Particularly, I haven't had anything that extreme, but particularly on weak signals into our repeater, you can really detect a very, very slight, faint clicking similar to what I was just hearing there. And isolating the cabling and stuff from the repeater area seems to have helped that. This is NAKSG back to net control.
Okay. Well, thanks for the information. I hope that gave the other gentleman some info to go on and try that. Anyone else I'd like to check in or have any questions or comments for the net? And one of the big questions would be is this room performing okay with the amount of nodes in it, or is there too much of a lag time and we need to move to a USA room instead of a CQ America room? Victor goes 7 Whiskey Fox. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, good evening. Thanks for hitting your Vancouver, British Columbia. I'm not sure if the same thing over there, but I am hearing a ton sound every 2 seconds. Some signals, but not on all signals. Good evening, all. These are
yeah, thanks for the information, and on your signal also, at least on my end, when it's analog, it was the chunk sound every couple seconds, but on our digital repeater, it's completely fine, so that is kind of weird. Anyone else that would like to check in to the net or have questions, comments, tips into the information as well, please call net control.
Speaking on an FT1DR and observing the call signs flash back and forth between the node that I'm calling in on, which is my own at home, and the station at the other end, and I am not hearing any of any clicking sound on digital mode here.
Very good. Thanks for that information. And on your signal on analog, it was perfect. On digital, it was perfect. Any other questions, comments, concerns, ideas for the net? If so, please call net control.
And 6MCV?
W-A-8-K-I-M, repeater.
Yeah, I hope there wasn't doubling with Don. I was just hearing silence there for a while. And just one other query. When Kilo, Charlie, Zero, India, Tango, Fox, Trot, Don, leave those stations, the audio was a little bit low, but my question was, on my end, his audio was quite choppy with lots of little dropouts, short dropouts. Were you hearing that?
Radio.
On my end, I was not. Every now and then, my internet connection is being taxed with having two nodes running on the same internet. So I would not be a good gauge tonight if it's on my end or someone else's end for the dropouts a little bit. Did anyone else have any dropouts on audio?
N0.
N0 IER, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. I did not hear any dropouts on the ICF signal there, but on the audio, the analog audio that's coming from stations behind the Victor Echo 7 Frank Union node, there's a problem with the analog audio path in and out of that node. It's exactly like a problem that another local ham here in Kansas City is having with his node. November 0 Fox Bravo runs a node connected to the repeater across town, and on both of these, the stations behind the node will hear a chunk type sound on the signal, and other analog stations listening to that node will hear kind of a chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga type of sound on the signal that's originated from that node, but it only affects the analog path. So if you're listening digitally, or digital to digital, it's just fine. But there's actually two audio paths there in question. And so this is the only other place that I've ever seen this type of issue occur here. I noticed it a couple weeks ago on this net, too, and I did email the call side, the email on record for the QOZ record for VD7 Frank Union, and I did not get a response to his email, but I did, copy N0FB on that as well. So maybe if the node op can check the email or just look us up and send us an email on that, we get together and start figuring out what the commonality is between these two nodes that have this.
Okay, I'll be speaking to Rob, the operator of the 7 Fox Uniform Lab for the map. My understanding is from the past was that he had it set up for digital only, but I'm going to check the settings and see if he does have anything analog enabled that I said. Thank you, that's all right.
Yeah, and let me just tell you how that works. Net Control, I'm out of turn here, but even if you only have your node set up digitally to a repeater or whatnot, like my node's connected digitally to a repeater, so stations on your end will not be able to use analog radios to do it. But the WireZX has to support analog stations on the other end. So there are actually two audio streams that come from your node, so that one goes to digital stations and one goes to analog stations. And conversely, if there are analog stations out there that are not connected digitally, your node actually will go ahead and pass that analog stream coming from that node back into the digital portion of your connection there too. So that's why everybody on an analog repeater is hearing really, really funny things on your signal right now, but everybody connected digitally is saying, hey, well, no, you sound fine. Okay, thank you, and feel free to email me or look for that email or originate anyone or whatever. We can discuss more offline there. Thanks, Net Control. Back to you, N0.
No problem at all. That's what it's for, to make quick connections. Get things working out, and I'll be honest, so far tonight, I don't know if it's my internet connection or something weird, but two or three different times, whoever was talking, I stayed lit up in the room, and I got an error socket communication, which I'm assuming my internet's just not too slow to run two nodes at the same time or something of that nature, and dropped out, and then I had to rejoin. So is anyone else that would... like to check in or have a question for the net? If so, please call Net Control.
Whiskey Norway, 9 Faction Air.
Whiskey 9 Henry Foxtrot, good evening, go ahead and have a turn.
Hey, good evening, everybody. The call is Whiskey Norway 9 Foxtrot, WM9F. Name is Ryan. I'm on Interstate 55 by Bloomington, Illinois. And some of the stations are really chipping out mad at me. I was not sure. It sounded like a choo-choo train almost real fast with that rampant chopping out. So I just thought I'd throw that in. I've been kind of listening here. And it's really all I have.
Yep, very good for checking in. You're correct. That's what they were talking about to try to figure out what was going on with that. Thanks for checking in on Interstate I-55. Anyone else that would like to check in or recheck or have any questions for the net?
This is KB7NZZ, Ralph from Columbia, Maryland. I guess just adding to the last person checking in, I was also hearing that as I was going into the room. Sound like a choo-choo train, but I have heard it before, and not too many stations, so thought I'd throw that in.
Very good. Thanks for checking in, and thanks for the report on the audio there. Next person I've ever talked to, just let me know how my audio is sounding. See if it's choppy or anything. That'll kind of tell me, I guess, if my upload internet speed is doing okay. For this. So is there anyone else who'd like to check in with questions, comments, concerns, or ideas for the net? If so, please call net control.
W-A-8-K.
N4DLW. N4DLWA here.
Go ahead, Dave. Do you have anything for the net tonight?
Well, this is Dave here in Brandon, Florida, near Tampa. A comment about the choo-choo train. I'm on my FT1D in digital, and I've been listening, everything sounds fine, but when I come into my room where my note is, and I listen to the speaker out of the box of the HRI-200, and I hear that choo-choo train. So I don't know if that's what you guys have been saying, but right out of the HRI-200, with the speaker attached there, it's got that same choo-choo train, but mine, like you said, the digital's fine, so I don't know if that relates to things, but interesting. Like you said, I guess there's two paths, is the one guy was saying there. Anyhow, back to that. Good job. Sounded good. Well, you sound better in digital, but yeah. You're okay now.
Kilo India 4, Golf November Tango in Newport Richey, Florida. Checking in. Good evening, all.
All right, may let everything catch up there. Anyone else that would like to check in? I got those check-ins.
Net Control, did you copy Kilo India 4? Golf November Tango, KF4 GNT in Newport Richey, Florida. Be copy, Net Control.
Yep, I got you checking there. Did you have anything for the net, or just checking in and out?
No. Okay, good evening. Yeah, I was wondering if you were hearing me or not. I'm checking in from Newport Richey, Florida via DB4 me. My wireless Xbox, I have to reconfigure it again with the wireless router, so that's been a little bit troublesome for me, so that's all I can have there. CF4 GNT, back to Net Control.
Very good. Thanks for checking in. One last call. Is there anyone else for the net tonight that would like to check in or have a question or anything?
This is Whiskey Bravo 7, Oscar Govic. Your comment?
Whiskey Bravo 7 station, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Whiskey Bravo 7, Oscar Echo Victor. I may have a solution or at least a fix, a possible fix for the communication socket timeout. If you go to your router, there's two settings on the universal plug and play, at least on my ActionTech router. One of them is a check-in box for cleaning up old socket, open sockets. And I've had a problem with this for the last couple of days when I switched from one computer to the other computer. And for some reason, this cleanup option was checked. I could have checked if I did something when I did it. But anyway, I found that Wires X, even though it has those sockets supposedly open, it leaves them idle. And so with that option checked, the router goes through and closes them and sometimes causes a communications socket error. And what I've done is unchecked that, and I only get occasional socket error. So I don't know if that will help people or not, but it's, yep, it's in the router in the universal plug and play, at least on my ActionDeck router. Back to net control.
Well, very good. Thanks for the tidbit of information. Hopefully that'll help somebody out. Unfortunately, on my end, I'm not running any router whatsoever. I have a DSL modem plugged into a switch, and then two static IP addresses for each computer at the repeater site plugged in to the switch that way, and that's how I get my separate static IP addresses. So, with that, with no other further comments or anything, thanks for everyone going with the net tonight. I will work on my internet connection a little bit. It doesn't appear to be taxing it, as I'm running speed tests as the audio is coming in and out, and I still have plenty of bandwidth left. So maybe a reboot of the computers. They have been running without a reboot now for, I guess, about almost 3 months, which is quite long for a Windows machine, I guess. One last call. Anyone else would like to check in or recheck or have comment for the net?
Echo
7 station, go ahead.
Rick, Echo 7 Remus Sierra Echo. Mobile in Nanaimo, British Columbia, Canada. Yep, just checking in here, and I deal with the same hookup timeout as well, so I can kind of figure out which ports aren't open, or which ports open, what's going on there. So, just listening to the comments about that.
Well, very good. I heard you on the digital side. On the analog side, for your audio, it was choppy also. So I'm not sure if it's on my end or what's going on. I'm assuming not. I've never heard that except for during this net, which is kind of odd. But thank you for the report for the error sockets. And I can tell you one thing, though, that so far the firmware has been pretty stable. The latest and greatest that they've come up with, anyway. I do believe the issues of me dropping out is nothing to do with me using today. It's probably because my internet's a little flaky. So that's what you get when you have a drizzly slow line, I guess, is what they call it, DSL. One last call. Anyone else?
W-A-8-K-I-M, repeater.
Kilowatt Zero, Radio Charlie, Juliet, Richard in McPherson, Kansas.
K-0-R-C-J, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Just good evening from Kansas. Just wondered if I could get into it. And your audio is perfectly fine. There's no turkeying on it or anything like that. I've had a perfectly good copy on most of the stations this evening. Just to give you some kind of report from the Kansas on the Kansas machine. Thank you for running the net. C0RCJ. Have a good weekend.
Well, very good. Sorry for the delay. There's actually between our analog and digital nodes in the same repeater site, there's about a 15-second delay in audio, which is a little different. But now I'm on the analog side. Thanks for checking in. Last call. Anyone else that would like to check in? If so, please call net control. Well, I hear nothing. We'll close the net down. Let the room go to normal, right? Okay. I think we had up to about 47 nodes in here. No. Looks like I just got a note saying net control sounds much better on digital, and you're probably correct. As I just flopped out
repeaters today to get one to send back to the AZ to get the deep somewhere in there, and I haven't adjusted any audios on the analog. So thanks everyone for bearing with us, and we'll try to make it better next week, and at the same time, same place. For it, and as long as the room holds out, we'll use that room. We'll try to get 47 nodes, and I'll kind of put the stats on the Facebook page on how many check-ins we had and how many nodes we had connected tonight. I think the highest was 48, if I remember correctly. Thanks, everyone, for checking in. This is KC9GQR. And thanks for the audio reports for the analog, because when I turn up my digital radio next to me, my analog voice sounds fine. So I'm assuming, I guess, as the internet gets slower, the audio just gets crappier and crappier. I don't know. At least it's worth a shot. Thanks for joining in. KC9GQR.
N4DLW. N4DLW, KF4G, and PNU for Richie calling. How about it there, Dave?
Hey, Gene, I was trying to figure out how you're getting in. So where are you coming from? I just pulled up my DB4 mini trying to get you over there somehow.
Yes, I am. I'm via DB4 mini. All you got to do is fire up your DB4 mini, go to FCS001, module 70. And you'll see where I'm at. Go to calls, and you'll see that my call is up there, along with 14 other stations.
UA8KIM connected KM4SDU.
Okay. If you want to go there, or can we go somewhere else? Well, I got it connected, but I got this radio here, so this is linked to this then, since I'm on the C2 America.
Yeah, if you look at your DB4 Mini, you're coming through the KD6IOW. That's the facilitator of the link of the DB4 Mini with the net here. There you go. We could go somewhere else if you'd like. Let's go to module 43 on FCS001. Module 43 there, Roger.
Okay, I'll try and meet you on 43. Sounds good. N4W. Yeah, come back and let me look at that on my screen here when you're talking there. 943, I need to, maybe a minute or two, I gotta change frequencies and get over there, 43. Okay, N4W, go ahead.
Alrighty, Dave, I'll meet you on module 43, FCS001. Yeah, for GNT, good luck.
UA8KIM connected KM4SDU. WA8KIM connected W2KJQ. KM4SDU disconnected WA8KIM.
Good evening. The time is 9 o'clock. This is the 147.220 repeater, WA8KIM.
W2KJQ, Echo Link, Brooklyn, New York City. Over.
WA8KIM, repeater.
W2KJQ, timeout, WA8KIM.
W-A-8-K-I-M, repeater.